This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham poet Emma Bolden faced an excruciating decision. She was 33, she wasn't married and had no children, but she was considering a hysterectomy because of decades of health issues. That decision and the subsequent surgery became a theme for her latest collection of poems called House is an Enigma. She spoke to me and explained how the idea of a house developed.
My doctors kept using this language of a house. They kept saying things like, we're not sure that your body would be able to house a fetus. We're not sure that you'll be able to have a child because we don't know if you know your body would be a good house for it. You know, I'm facing the biggest and most difficult decision of my life. And not only did I feel like I couldn't publicly talk about it, I started realizing, you know, my doctors aren't even using the right kind of language. They're not even speaking about this directly. They're using a metaphor. And it really made me angry. And as I was driving between doctor's offices and my house, I kept noticing this one house that just looked really, really angry itself. And I started thinking about how houses themselves must be pretty angry that we use them as metaphors for everything. I started to realize that house is me. That's my body. And all of this is about how angry I felt about the fact that I was going through something that was so intense. And not only could I not talk about it publicly, but my doctors, who were the people who were supposed to be there guiding me through this decision, they wouldn't even talk about it straight.
Well, one of the poems that's in this collection is House is the word my doctor used for my body. Would you mind reading that?
No problem. My doctors couldn't make themselves tell me that I couldn't have children until they made me into a metaphor, into a house happy in the kind of story they'd tell their own children. And in the story I became, the house I was cried. I was the house who felt her facade hot and snotted and wet. House had forgotten her Kleenex. And house and I stay the space that didn't become a place. House is not a synonym for nest. House is not an antonym for full. House is a part without speech. House is nobody's property. House is the emptiness that can't be addressed in any way that feels like a home. House does not want to talk about it. I'm as big as a house, House's pregnant friend says. House's mouth makes itself smile, makes itself into the door that I will never open, I will never close.
Was it different playing around with those words in a page versus the conversations you had with family members or friends around these issues?
Oh, absolutely. Like, as you can probably tell, it's even difficult now, 5 years later, to talk about it openly, which I think what drove me to the page and particularly to this form, because it gave me a kind of code. Some of my best friends didn't even know about it. Actually, now that you've asked me that very good question, I realize that there are family members of mine who don't know about it. It was that quiet to me. So I was able to be loud about it on the page, but I was completely silent and secretive about it in real life.
Well, one of the words that shows up in several titles of other poems in the collection is melancholy, which makes sense given the sort of issues you're dealing with. Not only changes to your body, but the idea of foregoing the chance to have children. How did you explore that idea of loss?
Yeah, and it's a weird loss, right? Because it's a loss that's mourning something that never existed. I think that the way that we deal with loss, particularly in this culture, is strange and not applicable to my situation at all, because there's kind of this idea that you'll come to a point where you accept this and you'll get over it. You'll be able to move on. There's a kind of a repetition in the book. And in a way, that was me cycling through my loss and my feelings of sadness and thinking, okay, well, when I get to the end of this series, I'm going to finally accept it. Then I would get to the end of the series or the end of a certain time after I had surgery and be like, yeah, no, still not over it. So I think that one of the things that happened in the book is it gave me permission to keep mourning and to accept the fact that, you know, this is something that, even though it's something that never really existed, it's still something that won't go away.
Well, this collection is now together. It's now out there. How do you imagine people reading this? What do you want them to take away from it, given that it is so intense and so personal?
I think that I wanted to give language to the kinds of experiences that women rarely talk about, and the kind of introspection that I think is necessary to, I suppose, find the life that you really want rather than the life that other people tell you you should want. And maybe there's somebody out here that's experiencing what I experienced, and if they pick up this book, they won't have to go through it and feel as lonely as I did.
Poet Emma Bolden's latest collection of poetry is called House is an Enigma. You can hear Bolden read and discuss her poem Beyond Love at our website, wbhm.org.